You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Several real estate and infrastructure companies are set to file writ petitions before various high courts in the coming days, challenging the 18% goods and services tax imposed on corporate guarantees issued by parent companies to their subsidiaries and related parties to boost lenders' confidence, sources aware of the matter told FE. The move follows as many as 50 to 60 such companies receiving tax notices after the GST Council's decision in late October to tax these guarantees. Experts feel the new tax will cause stress in the infrastructure sectors, as many firms are heavily dependent on external financing for mega projects. The pleas will also raise questions over the valuation mechanism of taxing such transactions and, of course, retrospective nature of the current set of notices. Next up, the share of term deposits offering an interest rate of 6-8% has surged to nearly 80% at the end of September from 58% at the end of March, Reserve Bank of India RBI data shows. Approximately half of the fixed deposits, FDs with banks, amounting to ₹52.87 trillion, now offer an interest rate of 7-8%. Suresh Katanhar, DMD, IDBI Bank, said the liquidity deficit in the banking system was at a five-year low and banks need funds to meet credit demand. The cost of funds for banks has risen since the share of term deposits carrying sub-6% interest rates declined to 16.7% in September from 38.7% in March. The amount parked in deposits offering less than 6% interest halved to ₹17.59 trillion at the end of September from ₹36.82 trillion at the end of March. In some exciting news, in a development that will deepen India's local value addition in the mobile and electronics manufacturing chain, Apple has asked its suppliers to make batteries for its forthcoming iPhone 16 domestically. This is part of the company's plans to shift its global supply chain out of China. According to a Financial Times report, Apple has asked its battery manufacturers, like Desay of China, to establish new factories in India. Similarly, Simplot Technology, a Taiwanese battery supplier, has been asked to scale up production in India for future orders. Earlier this week, Minister of State for Electronics and IT, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, had said that TDK, a Japanese supplier for Apple, was setting up a 180-acre facility in Manesar, Haryana, to build batteries for iPhones. Additionally, Gautam Adani, chairman of the Adani Group, on Wednesday said that Adani Electricity is on course to provide 60% renewable electricity to Mumbai by 2027 and will set a global record for the country's financial capital. He further said that over 38% of Mumbai's power supply is green at present. Adani, in a post on X, said, quote, "As world leaders gather at COP28, Adani Electricity stands out with its green initiatives. We are on course to provide 60% renewable electricity to Mumbai by 2027, setting a global record for a major city. Currently, over 38% of our supply is green. This Diwali, we achieved a landmark by fueling Mumbai entirely with 100% renewable energy, demonstrating our dedication to a sustainable future," unquote. In other news, large corporates such as Bharti Airtel and lending institutions like Bank of Baroda, Canara Bank and Small Industries Development Bank of India, SIDBI, among others, have raised ₹45,493 crores via bonds since November 17, a day after the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, hiked risk weights on unsecured credit data compiled by FE showed. The quantum is significantly higher than ₹24,161.3 crores raised in October. Canara Bank and Bank of Baroda raised ₹5,000 crores each via infrastructure bonds at 7.68% coupon rate in late November. SIDBI too raised ₹4,887 crores at 7.83% coupon. Bharti Airtel meanwhile raised ₹8,000 crores via NCDs in three separate tranches on December 1st at an average yield of 8.95%. Meanwhile, the government will sell up to 8% stake in state-run railway from IRCON International, worth around ₹1,160 crores, through an offer for sale OFS on Thursday-Friday. The floor price for the OFS is set at ₹154 per share at a discount of 10.5% to the closing price of IRCON on Wednesday. Quote, "Offer for sale in IRCON opens tomorrow for non-retail investors. Retail investors can bid on Friday. Government would divest 8% equity including green shoe option," unquote. Department of Investment and Public Asset Management, DPAM, said on X. Lastly, let's take a look at the key stocks to watch and trade today. ONGC, Himadri Specialty Chemicals, Delta Corp, Bharat Electronics, Adani Power, IRCON. GIF Nifty traded up 50.5 points or 0.24% at 21,046.5, indicating a negative opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Thursday. Previously on Wednesday, the NSE Nifty 50 gained 82.55 points or 0.40% to settle at 20,937.65, while the BSE Sensex advanced 357.59 points or 0.52% to 69,653.75. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.